Proclamation number 0946 of 4th of June, 1939. Purity of heart. Happiness of union. Weakness of faith. In the purity of the heart, the human being is able to feel the presence of the Lord, for it is the first condition for specialization and thus the occurrence of the divine spirit of love. Man cannot yet grasp the difference between a being walking with or without the Lord in it. For the former is still a foreign concept to him as long as he does not experience it in himself. Yet the union of the Spirit of God with the divine spiritual spark in the human being is so extremely intoxicating and therefore also indescribable that everyone would strive to experience this happiness. But this cannot be achieved in any other way than through profound faith and a God-pleasing way of life which consists of utmost love towards his neighbor and is thus rooted in love for God. He who is pure of heart lives, so to speak, according to divine will and thus draws divinity itself to himself. However, purity of heart is also necessary in order to receive God as the purest, most honorable being in it. Clear and blameless must be the way of life of the one whom the divine Savior appreciates in his presence. Love must adorn the heart for the most splendid stay for the Lord. And his all-encompassing love will outshine everything, and unification will now be able to take place. When the need approaches the human being and he threatens to become wavering, a barrier is always set again which prevents the divine Savior from entering the heart, for faith is weak. And only a strong, rock-solid faith opens the door of the heart. The incomprehensible happiness would be unbearable with weak faith. It would make the human being completely unsuitable for earthly fulfillment of duty. But strong faith, on the other hand, would enable the human being to be extraordinarily active on earth. And thus it will be understandable to you that your weakness of faith is still an obstacle and that you have to struggle in prayer so that you will first master your doubts in order to be able to enjoy the great happiness while still on earth. A heart cleansed of all dross will, as it were, also banish all doubts and thus await the Lord with complete faith. And through this profound faith it will consciously be able to bring about unification in the shortest time, but the doubter will still be denied the highest happiness on earth until he has convinced himself to have the strongest faith. Amen.